I apologize for the brief absence over the weekend, and if the audio on this particular video is a little bit off. I have been dealing with technical problems all weekend long. I was at the bar for happy hour on Friday afternoon, had my laptop open. I was monitoring the book while I was hanging out with my friends, and I look at the screen at one point. I notice it's black. I always disable my sleep settings on my computer, so I thought it just shut itself down. I go to turn it back on, nothing. Get home a couple hours later, plug in the charger, nothing. Long story short, my motherboard crashed, so I went into a panic. When you do what I do for a living, you have got to have a computer at all times. I spend 8-10 hours every day on my laptop. Now, luckily, I have a good friend that works part-time at Best Buy. Rushed down there Saturday morning, he hooked me up with a new computer. Cost me a good bit of money, but it was worth every penny. Spent most of the rest of the weekend getting this thing set up, and I'm still tweaking the audio settings. I figured out when I got home that this particular computer that I just bought only has one USB port. So, not able to use my normal microphone right now. I'm going to buy a splitter today. And I forgot what settings I had set up in OBS. So if the audio is a little bit off on this video, just bear with me. We'll be back to normal, hopefully, this afternoon. So that's a brief synopsis of how my weekend has been going. It's been terrible. Not as bad as Ben Simmons' weekend was, but it could definitely have been better. I was actually working on this Grant Napier story Friday afternoon before my computer crashed. And for those of you that don't know, Grant Napier was the longtime voice of the Sacramento Kings. He's been the voice of the Kings since 1988, which tells me Grant Napier is a patient man. This man has sat through over 30 years of some of the worst basketball the NBA has to offer. For much of my life, the Sacramento Kings have been the NBA's version of the Cleveland Browns. Now, there's been times where they've had talent in Sacramento. They even tease their fan base about once every 10 years when they make the playoffs. But for the most part, the Sacramento Kings are a dumpster fire. Shaq was not exaggerating 20 years ago when he called them the Sacramento Queens. Grant Napier fought through all that adversity of watching horrific basketball night in and night out. And from what I can tell, he was a model employee. I mean, you've got to be doing something right to hold on to a job for over 30 years. Either that or the Kings couldn't find anyone else willing to watch a team lose 70% of their games every season, so they just held on to Old Faithful. Either way, Grant Napier was the voice of the childhoods of anyone who grew up watching the Kings. Until last summer, of course. Grant Napier was one of the many victims who found themselves in the cancel culture cemetery. Now, what was his offense? Did they catch him on tape making racial comments about African Americans? No. Did he get caught up in a sexual harassment scandal? No. Was he living a second life as a Catholic priest, diddling little boys in his spare time? No, none of that. Grant Napier's crime was his belief that all lives matter. What a bastard. How dare he think all lives matter? Yes, the voice of the Sacramento Kings was fired. The media can say he resigned or they mutually parted ways. Grant Napier was fired, and he was fired for saying all lives matter. Here's what happened. DeMarcus Cousins hit up Grant Napier on Twitter, asking him for his opinion on the Black Lives Matter movement. Grant Napier replied, saying that he hadn't heard from Boogie Cousins in years, and stated that he believed that all lives matter. Seems pretty innocent to me, but you know the social justice warriors. They will take anything and spin it to fit their cause. Grant Napier was hit with immediate backlash from all the losers on Twitter. This man is clearly racist. How can he say all lives matter when George Floyd was just murdered by the police? Grant Napier, he must not like black people. Now, to his credit, Grant Napier did not back off his comment that all lives matter, which I have to respect him for. As you guys know, I hate the structured apology people issue when they receive backlash from the virgins on Twitter. Grant Napier didn't say anything wrong. There was no reason for him to apologize. And you don't apologize to these people anyway. They see it as a sign of weakness, and they will push their boundaries further. What Grant Napier said was true. All lives matter. Black Lives Matter, the organization, is a myth. And the reason I say that is because the organization does not believe that all Black Lives matter. Black lives only matter to BLM when the Black life fits into their narrative. Black man killed by white cop, that Black life matters. Black cop killed by Black criminal, neither of those lives matter to BLM. Black child killed by gangs in Chicago, his life doesn't matter to BLM. I don't see Al Sharpton storming the streets of Chicago bringing awareness to the Black lives lost there every day. I never hear Lack of Joy Reid asking why so many Black lives are lost in Chicago or New Orleans every week. No. But Lack of Joy Reid will spin the Gabby Petito murder into a racial issue. America only cares about her because she's white. If this were a Black woman, no one would care. Joy Reid is right. The media wouldn't care. Because people like her wouldn't cover that story. Unless, of course, the Black woman was killed by a white cop. That story, Joy Reid would talk about 24 hours a day. Might even bring an expert like Jemele Hill on her show. Grant Napier has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Bonneville International, the parent company of KHTK, the station that's home to the Sacramento Kings. Now, generally, I don't like lawsuits. Lawsuits are the reason we have so many rules to abide by today. Some dumbass spills coffee on herself, sues McDonald's because they didn't notify her that coffee is hot. Now every joint in the country has to put a warning label on cups of coffee, warning people that coffee is indeed hot. Next thing you know, someone who's illiterate can't read. They'll spill coffee on themselves and they'll sue because the drive-thru attendant didn't explicitly tell them that the coffee was hot. Most lawsuits are frivolous and are the result of the person suing not being willing to accept personal responsibility for their own actions. They want to blame someone else. But in the case of Grant Napier, I support his lawsuit. It has merit. It has merit. Wrongful termination lawsuits are extremely difficult to win. Many states are right-to-work states, meaning a company can fire you without reason, without cause. Pretty sure, though, that's not the case in California. I believe they're a union shop. But either way, Grant Napier should not have lost his job for saying all lives matter. Why is that statement so controversial? I hope he wins this lawsuit. I really does, because hopefully that will send a message to these corporations. Quit bowing down to the Twitter mob and firing people for no reason. Rarely is it worth it for a company to base their decisions off the reactions they get on Twitter. Twitter is full of people doing nothing with their lives. Their full-time job is looking for something to offend them. When this happened with Grant Napier, the NBA season was suspended. By the time the Kings were back on a basketball court, this entire situation would have been forgotten. Social justice warriors, they would have found 100 things that offended them by that point. Grant Napier would have been yesterday's news. Instead, Bonneville International kissed the ass of the mob. And it could potentially cost them millions of dollars. It's going to cost them money either way because they had to defend themselves in court now. But a career spanning over 30 years, all of the positive contributions, in the end, none of it mattered. Three words, that's all it took. Three words for a 30-year career to be ruined. It shouldn't be that way. But let me know what you think. Do you think Grant Napier can win this lawsuit? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.